What's in the news? Sharing information.
British services were concerned for a number of reasons about the leaks of intelligence.
I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News. The British government is once again sharing information about the investigation into Monday's terror attack in Manchester with U.S. intelligence services. The flow of information stopped after information deemed sensitive by the Brits wound up in American media reports.
For the Americans, it's part of this idea of the war on terror. And the optics of fighting that war on terror means that sometimes the Americans go big on publicity and leaking information to support it, which runs counter to what the British would want to do.
This is Scott Lewis. He's a professor of American politics at Birmingham University.
I have no doubt that there were some within American agencies who have a different priority from the British. The British want to investigate this, and they want to minimize information coming out while they do that. The Americans, on the other hand, want to portray the fact that we've got a serious threat here.
While Prime Minister Theresa May and President Trump do share some public discussion over information security, Lucas says
it's arguable that the bedrock of the U.S.-UK special relationship is not the president and the prime minister. It's the agencies. It's the military agencies. It's the State Department and the Foreign Office. And it's the intelligence agreements. There is nothing like it in the world.
Related story today, CBS News confirming three leakers of classified information at the White House have been identified. They will be fired. Now this. What's in the news? Jim Taylor, CBS News.